I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the Great White Shark. Great white sharks are found along the coastlines of all our major oceans.
Yeah.
In the U.S., the heaviest concentration of great whites is in California and here in the Northeast. Great white fossils have been found that date back 16 million years.
Bobo!
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 Great whites are big, some over 20 feet in length. They can weigh up to 4,200 pounds.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Females mature 33 years before they're ready to make offspring. Great whites are some of our oldest fishes.
Yeah.
They can live more than 70 years.
To live longer, include more fish and seaweed in your diet.
Great whites are fast, up to 35 miles per hour.
35.
They can go as deep as 4,000 feet. Great whites have weird little ampullae that allow them to precisely detect electromagnetic signals emitted by moving animals. Up close, they can hear your heartbeat.
Not quite my tempo.
Great white sharks have sharp, serrated teeth. With a single bite, they can take in 31 pounds of flesh. Great whites rank first in having the most shark bite incidents with humans.
There's a girl whose hands that did not by a shark.
Oh, it was that novel Jaws and Steven Spielberg's movie that just scared the shit out of us. Great whites are, in fact, intelligent, curious creatures who socialize in ways not unlike that of a wolf pack. Great white numbers have been in decline since the 70s. They're listed as a vulnerable species.
I love sharks.
World population estimated to be just 3,500.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.
100 years ago marks the Jersey Shore shark attacks of 1916.
It's going to happen again. It happened before. The Jersey Beach,
1916.
Five people chewed up in the surf.
In 1 week.
A string of shark attacks along the Jersey coastline. Four people lost their lives. Another injured. As Wikipedia put it, the incidents occurred during a deadly summer heat wave and polio epidemic in the United States that drove thousands of people to the seaside resorts of the Jersey Shore. We love great white sharks at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you, and those black eyes roll over white, and then, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces.
this is the famous Joe McGinty. How you doing, man?
Good.
And we're here at Sid Gold's on 26th Street in Manhattan. How long have you guys been here?
We just celebrated our third anniversary.
And it's live piano karaoke.
That's correct.
Now, you sometimes have celebrities come through, and I'm the kind of guy that impresses.
Oh, boy.
I know you've had Mickey Dolenz in here. Who else has stopped by?
Bill Murray stopped by. The actress Toni Collette comes by every so often. Michael Stipe was here. That's me in the corner. It's not about the celebrities, it's about the neighborhood people, you know.
What are you drinking, Eddie?
People from all over the country that travel, stop in sometimes. People from, like, South America. South American way.
Joe, you're a Jersey native from down in the Pine Barrens, is that right?
A little further, not in the Pine Barrens, actually, but closer to the beach, like Atlantic City, Ocean City, down around there.
Is that still in your heart? Does it inform the music you write and play?
I think so, you know. I mean, I got my start playing in the casinos, and I mean, a lot of those songs that I learned back then in the 80s, I still play, so I think that stuff stays with you.
You do the Loser's Lounge at Joe's Pub, right?
That's great.
And I know one thing that really impresses me on your resume, amongst many other things, is your time spent with the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah, that was a great time and enabled me to move to New York. I was with them for 5 years and made two records. It was exciting because it was kind of Cinderella-ish.
Were you a fan before that?
Oh, yeah, I was a big fan, and so it was a thrill.
Joe, there's a lot of young musicians in our audience, and it's a tough climb. What do you say to that person? What's a bit of advice that you could give a young musician that served you well on your way up?
Well, you know, I like to say what Conan O'Brien said when he was signing off the air. If you're nice and you're good at what you do, good things will happen to you.
Don't you think that's true?
I think that's true. I mean, also be flexible, be available, say yes to everything.
Keep the ego in check, because then people want to work with you.
Right, exactly.
Right. So, if you had to pick one of the real famous Psychedelic Fur songs out of their canon, I guess you'd call it. I hope that's the right word. What one would it be? What one was always fun to play every night?
Being a Todd Rundgren fan, I'm a fan of the Forever Now album. So Love My Way was always a favorite one.
Great song. Thanks for your time, right. Joe McGinty.
Thank you. I love your show. Big fan.
Thanks, Clay. A few weeks back, listener Ken from Hyde Park asked about the word sesquipedalophobia. Sesquipedalophobia, or the fear of long words.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get back to it, and since he kindly brought homemade cheesecake to the WFM Eurovision party on Saturday and I didn't get a chance to meet him properly...
Tell me about yourself.
My dream is to be a circus clown.
Not quite my tempo.
I figured today was the day. So that's our word of the week. Sesquipedalophobia. It's really just a little pile of prefixes affixed to the word phobia, so let's unpack that first.
Savage baggage masters. Savage baggage masters.
Sesqua is Latin for 1.5. Aww. We know it best from sesquicentennial celebrations. And pedal comes from the Latin pedis, for foot, which we know from pedestrian or bicycle pedal, but can also be used to refer to the unit of measurement.
We are the women and men of measurement.
So sesquipedalia just means a foot and a half. The poet Horace referred to sesquipedalia verba in his Ars Poetica, way back in the year 19 BC, in reference to poets who use extremely long words.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
A class from which he apparently intended to exclude himself by referring to their sesquipedalia verba tendencies.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
So all we have to do now is drop the verba and add a phobia, and we've got a straight-up legit fear of long words.
Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia.
But what is that phobia?
I don't know.
Well, that simply comes from the Greek word phobos, for fear.
The only thing we have to fear is...
rats.
Fear itself.
Stacking up syllables like that is a common pastime for sesquipedalian verbens.
'Twas the nocturnal segment of that diurnal period, preceding the annual Yuletide celebration.
Case in point, the often cited and rather useless word, anti-disestablishmentarianism. These Dr. Frankensteins of phonemes have also come up with the word hippomonstrosesquipedalophobia, which is just sesquipedalian with a hippopotamus and a monster attached to make it appear more impressive. But this kind of hyper-sesquipedalianarianism is something that we here at Word of the Week don't condone. No offense, Ken, and thanks for the cheesecake.
Boys, turn the spotlight around and shine it brightly on one very special town in our listing area. Our Civic Showcase Community of the Week is Hopatcong, New Jersey. Hopatcong is in Sussex County. It's about 40 miles northwest of Jersey City. Hopatcong, population 15,147, and it's shrinking. Hopatcong borders Lake Hopatcong.
Yeah.
That's the biggest lake in New Jersey.
Wow.
Oh, there's great fishing in Lake Hopatcong. The most game fish of any lake in the state.
Woo! I haven't even caught one that big in Georgia,
that's
boy.
That's got to be a state record.
No.
The Lenape Indians discovered Lake Hopatcong. Oh, this is 12,000 years ago. They survived on all the fish and game in the area, so plentiful. And they drank of Lake Hopatcong's pure waters for their ceremonies. The name Hopatcong comes from the Lenape, meaning stone over water, or pipestone. Colonial explorers arrived in the 1600s, and by the mid-1770s, the Lenape had succumbed to disease, or they'd left for other pastures. After the American Revolution, the Hopatcong area remained largely undeveloped because of its mountainous terrain.
Folgers is mountain grown.
Mountain grown really better?
That's the richest coffee.
In 1831, the Morris Canal Company dammed two huge ponds and formed the current Lake Hopatcong. By 1882, the railroad had come to Lake Hopatcong, and it became a popular resort location for well-to-do New Yorkers.
Aww.
In its heyday, it was visited by luminaries like Babe Ruth, Bud Abbott.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Bert Lahr.
I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself.
And Milton Berle.
Milton Berle!
But then tourism waned following the Great Depression.
Makes me so damn mad a whole lot of people speak of you as tramps.
By God, they didn't speak of you as tramps in 1917 and 18.
Today, Hopatcong holds boat races, an annual soapbox derby, and its yearly Hopatcong Days.
I'd like to welcome everyone and thank you for being here to celebrate Hopatcong Days.
We love Hopatcong, New Jersey, and Lake Hopatcong. We hope you folks are listening out there.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Let's talk about American cheese. You know what I mean. The pre-sliced, sometimes individually wrapped stuff that most people are ashamed to admit they like.
No.
Not me. I love it. Some of you may say, well, that's not real cheese. But it is.
Aww.
It's typically made of at least two cheeses.
Two.
Blended together with milk, cream, whey.
No way.
Or oils, giving it a smooth texture and friendly flavor.
Yum.
The orange kind has annatto added, which is derived from the seeds of the achiote tree. To those who cry, but it's filled with chemicals, I reply, define your terms. Water is a chemical.
Yeah. Water.
Other than dairy, salt, and
fat,
American cheese has no so-called chemicals.
Aww.
So stop being alarmist. And while you're at it, stop being classist.
I've been framed. I'll appeal. I'll take it to Supreme Court. I'll go even higher. Rules Committee of the Newport Country Club.
Get over yourself and enjoy American cheese on your omelet, burger, or grilled cheese sandwich.
The Free Music Archive pick of the week this week is called Johnny Thunder's Fantasy Space Camp by Shilpa Ray.
Monty Hall!
From a live performance at Monty Hall, WFMU's live performance space, in November of 2017, this song has it all.
Yeah. Fresh rain, ultra all.
Her signature soulful howling over harmonium-driven rock and roll. Maracas.
The maracas. Very underrated instrument.
And references to a mythical punk rock space camp.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can't lose. For more music from the Free Music Archive, visit our website or join me every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on the Give the Drummer radio stream for the FMA listening party each week. So without further ado, here it is. Johnny Thunder's Fantasy Space Camp by Shilpa Ray. Get ready for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Prince and Joshua Tree, I torture down the truth.
Today in history, this is May 22nd, Tuesday, and lots of stuff happened on this date. 1570, the first atlas, Theatrum Orbis Terrarum, is published with 70 maps. It's all for you, Damien. I love to read maps when I'm eating a cereal. Did you ever have the atlas open when you were eating cereal, eating your Apple Jacks? 1804, the Lewis and Clark Expedition officially begins as the Corps of Discovery departs from St. Charles, Missouri. Old Sacagawea. 1807, a grand jury indicts former Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr, on a charge of treason. Dropping Hamilton's like he was Aaron Burr. 1849, future U.S. President and Fibwab Abraham Lincoln is issued a patent for an invention to lift boats, making him the only U.S. president to ever hold a patent. And in 1856, Congressman Preston Brooks of South Carolina severely beats Senator Charles Sumner of Massachusetts in the hall of the United States Senate. For a speech Sumner had made regarding Southerners and slavery, he beat him senseless.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Oh! Oh,
hey, that tickle, huh? Come on, let's go. Come on, lock it up, 24.
Hey, grab a harmony. Come on! Happy birthday to you. There's Matt Warwick just outside the door as I announce today's birthdays. Sir Laurence Olivier, born today. Were you born? If it's your birthday, happy birthday from all of us here at WFMU. You're in good company. Like Sir Laurence Olivier, Sun Ra's birthday today, Matt Warwick. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Bernie Taupin. You know who that is, Matt? Bernie Taupin?
Taupin?
Off the top of your head, do you know? You're so young. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Come on, man. He wrote all those songs with Elton John. Bernie Taupin, Elton John. You know, Elton John only wrote the music to his songs. Bernie Taupin wrote all the lyrics.
Oh,
you didn't know that, did you?
Nope, I did not know that.
You thought Elton was just making up those words,
yep,
didn't you?
I did.
He just tinkling the ivories. Bernie's doing the heavy lifting behind the scenes with the big chief pad. Morrissey's birthday today.
Oh, it's Morrissey's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how he's celebrating.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Just an old cup of a lukewarm Earl Grey, probably somewhere. Ronnie Isley, Naomi Campbell, you know who that
yep.
is? The model. Apollo Ono, you know who that is?
Yes.
Speed skater.
No.
Olympics. You're thinking Yoko.
Yeah, no. I was mixing up Yoko Ono married, and Apollo Creed.
She was married to John Lennon. Ah, but it is the Unabomber. Happy birthday, Unabomber.
Kaczynski earned a scholarship to Harvard, where he graduated at age 20. Only 5 years later, Kaczynski had his Ph.D. in math from the University of Michigan. He began a two-year stint on the faculty at the University of California
stint.
In Berkeley. In 1972, he moved to a remote cabin in Stemple Pass, Montana, where he has lived until his apprehension.
You like that Unabomber disco, didn't you?
That was you unexpected.
You remember this song?
Yes.
Geez, I'm not ready for you. Look at the mess in here.
I know. It's like a bomb went off.
I know. Yeah, Unabomber, Kaczynski. We need a bomb, don't we? Here we go.
I do remember. Oh!
I got a big, but you want to hear the big bomb?
Let me hear the, that was the mini one?
Right.
That's let me just, hear the big one.
That's just a little thing. Okay, I'll let you count it down. Ready? Give me a, give me a 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. I wasn't expecting it to be that big.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Man, I got all kinds of... Listen to this. I just got the sheer destruction in... Man, that ain't nothing. Oh,
I was not expecting...
Count it down one more time.
All right. 3, 2, 1...
Alabama moccasin bite scars kept hidden under long dirty red sleeves. Barracuda grimace of regret all the time, hiding the fact of the matter. Basketball, dirty sandy hands, red and cold and numb. Stuff chapped and dry and stiff jean pocket prisons. You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. You're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh.
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.